Okay, and Sister Sarah from Bahrain says she's been married for her to her husband for the last 9 years. And he has two jobs, one that is halal and one that is haram. And based on this, she wants to divorce him. And she said she took the kid away, fearing that they can fall into the haram. And she's confused in making this decision. But now she heard that he left the second job. What can she do?
Obviously, in Islam, there is nothing that is called that a woman would divorce the husband.
Mm-hmm.
It is the other way around. But a woman had the right to ask for fasq, for separation, or for khula, which is a divorce for a compensation that she would give up on the dowry, or that whatever the husband paid her in order to marry her. And that would be done through the court, not that she would decide to divorce the person. This is the proper way. Second, I would refer this question to the first, the very, very, or the second question, in which we say if somebody proposes to your daughter and he's working in a job where he's earning unlawfully and he promises to change, most likely that will not happen. If he doesn't have the strong will while he's single and his commitment, his financial commitment are much lesser than if he's married, then most likely it would be much more difficult. And especially when somebody is used to something and he would find some muftis here or there who would give him a fatwa. That's why I would like to support my answer of the first or the second question with this question itself to confirm that she's been with him for 9 years and now she found out that not a chance. Even though he has a halal job, but he wants to increase his income. You know, there is a beautiful Arabic statement that I would like to share with you, which is أَدْخَلَ الْحَرَامَ عَلَى الْحَلَالِ لِيُكْثَرَهُ دَخَلَ الْحَرَامُ عَلَى الْحَلَالِ فَبَعْثَرَهُ. It says that somebody is trying to admit unlawful earning to his lawful positions in order to make it abundant, in order to have increase his position. So what happens? This haram, once it is admitted or entered upon the halal, it destroys the whole thing. It is mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that a little bit from halal is no comparison between a little bit of halal and mountains, tons of haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the halal even if it is a little bit. He says even with regards to a charity which is given from halal, if it is as little as a half date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will receive it in his own right hand.
Subhanallah.
And will grow it for the person who donated it from a lawful earning, exactly similar to a farmer or a shepherd who's growing his horse, his baby horse, or a horseman who's growing his baby horse, until it becomes as great, as humongous as a mountain.
Subhanallah.
All of that due to not the size of the charity, but it was from halal source. Didn't I share with you, brothers and sisters, before that Al-Hasan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on him, once said that all what I desire is one loaf of bread from 100% halal. They said, what are you going to do with it? He said, I will roast it. Then I will grind it into powder. Then I will soak the powder in water. Then I will make it as medicine. If somebody is complaining of disease or anything, I will just give him a dropper. And that will cure him. Cure him? The powder of roasted bread. He said, "It is not that. It is not the powder. It is not the medicine. It is the source. It is earned from halal. If you eat from halal, this is a cure by itself. If you eat from halal, that increases your intelligence. If you eat from halal, then your kids do not have to take private classes, go to private tutors. Your kids will be on the straight path." So you see, the barakah of the halal, even if it is a little, protect you from a lot of calamities and disasters. Wallahu a'lam.